Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're following breaking news in West Philadelphia, where police shot and killed a man this afternoon. This is all unfolding in the area of 61st and Locust Streets. Police say the call for a person with a weapon came in just before 3 p.m. On the scene, police say that they found a male with a knife. He was ordered to drop it several times. He continued to follow the officers, apparently, and then two officers fired. One officer then took the suspect to the hospital, where the suspect died.
Where in the world is Benjamin Crump? I'm sure if he's not in Philadelphia by now, he's on the way. And he's already counseled the family on exactly what to say to reap the maximum amount of extortion from the city of Philadelphia. You know that's going to happen. Listen to the police officers in the cell phone video that was taken at street level when this happened. Put the knife down, drop the knife, put the knife down, drop the knife. Repeatedly, these officers tried to get this guy, and his mental state is not an issue. They tried to get the guy to put the knife down. He wouldn't do it. And then he lunged at them, and they opened fire as they are trained to do. Joe Biden thinks they should have just shot him in the leg and disabled him. That would have been the way to go. Because the result of policies like that, the result is more dead or injured police officers. But the left doesn't care about that. They don't care. So Philadelphia burned last night. And just wait for it. It'll spread to Kenosha and Portland and Louisville and everywhere else. For all I know, there'll be protests in Ferguson tonight because Walter Wallace attacked police with a knife and got shot to death last night. This is silly season in America. Play cut 24 from last night. Yes, that's the sound of glass breaking in the background as the crowds, to redirect their anger toward the police, decided they would loot the Blue Store in Philadelphia because something happened that they didn't like. So they went out to get some reparations at the Blue Store in Philadelphia. There was rioting across Philadelphia. Police cars were burned. A police officer was run over by a pickup truck and is in unknown condition this morning. I haven't seen an update on it. He was taken away by ambulance after being hit by a truck that rushed through the police lines last night. I can't help but think that this is really, really bad timing for Joe Biden, particularly in Pennsylvania, where supposedly he needs to win or he's got a lead or he's old Scranton Joe has convinced people, despite what he said a dozen different times, that he won't ban fracking after all, which employs hundreds of thousands of people just in that state. I heard yesterday that fracking is the reason that the United States is not only energy independent, but that we're one of the leading exporters of energy these days because of fracking. Joe came out yesterday and tried to cover for his gaffe during the debate when it was pointed out pretty glaringly that he's getting rid of fossil fuels. He didn't have an answer for what replaces him yet, but he's getting rid of it. So he's got that gaffe in Pennsylvania on top of the fact, remember the Christmas movie where they said every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings? Every time a glass piece of glass breaks in Philadelphia, Donald Trump gets a new voter. Because the public realizes the lack of will to enforce the law on the part of certainly Joe Biden, but to a greater extent Kamala Harris and the liberal mayors in these cities across the country who want to lay down and let the criminals run roughshod. Oh, and by the way, if it makes you feel better, St. Louis police, the city of St. Louis is working on a plan to send counselors with police officers in the near future to domestic calls. We'll see how that goes when the guy's got a knife charging at them.
Get more at 971talk.com.